Welcome back. Time for a jingle. Should we have a jingle? Hang on. Ready?
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh, that will be me. Do you like my jingle?
It's lovely. Well done.
That is Maddie Cardi. Welcome to the show, Maddie Cardi.
Thank you.
Did I say it right? Is it Cardi?
Carty, yeah.
Carty, yes. Yeah. You're a singer-songwriter from London?
Yep.
South London, isn't it?
South London, yeah.
Yeah, that's South London. And first time to Essex?
No, apparently Romford isn't Essex anymore, but my dad lives there and I always thought it was Essex. So.
Yeah, everyone says Romford's Essex, but it's a London borough, so yeah it's not. It's, no.
So I technically feel like I know Essex.
Yeah, well, you can always tell when you drive in from Romford. As you come into, it's posh.
Is it posh? What, Romford's posh?
What? It's posh here, isn't it? we got Towie as well. Do you watch any of that?
No, I don't, unfortunately. I've missed that.
Oh, you're sure missing a real treat. Yeah, today they'll be all out with their cameras, taking photos. It's practically like Hollywood living in Brentwood.
I can imagine, yeah. Mm.
You know, we'll go to our, getting our Ferraris and drive around, just like on TV. So, right, let's get to music. So, for the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre?
Sort of soulful pop with a hint of ska and reggae.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the album is at the moment, anyway.
I'm glad you said that, because that's exactly what I've got written
is
on my
it?
Sheet.
Well,
if it had been different, I would have been going, ooh. What's lovely name, by the way, Maddie Cardi. Is that a stage name, or is that your actual...
No, it's my name. Well, Maddie's short for Madeline.
Yes, yeah.
It's my actual name.
Yeah. You go by Maddie, prefer
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So tell me about your musical journey, Maddie. What made you jump into the musical industry?
Well, I've always loved music growing up and that. And then when I was 14, I went to the Brit School and just... took it a bit more seriously, really, writing and performing.
That's the same school that Adele and Jessie J went to.
Yeah.
Jessie J just come out of hospital as well. She had an operation, so get well soon. Mm. Jessie J, she's a local girl. She was from Whittam, I think.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she's from Essex.
Essex, yeah.
Where's the Brit School?
It's in Croydon.
Oh, right. Because you was you studied in Leeds, didn't you, before? You went to Leeds and now you're back in South London.
Yeah, I went to uni in Leeds at Leeds College of Music and then came back after 4 years back to London, my hometown.
Hometown.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a new album out. It's called The End, Come and Get It.
Yeah.
It came out in the end of March
this
year. Tell us a little bit about the new album.
I've spent the last year or so writing and recording it. Or 2 years probably. Seems like a long journey, but now that it's out, it feels good to just kind of be sort of almost moving on, not in a bad way. You know, it's out and that's great and people are buying it and we're gigging and stuff, but it's nice to just have a new project to get on with.
Yeah, yeah. Did it take a long time? You see, you've been doing it for a while, but how long did the actual album take to write?
Well, probably only a few months, but then I've sort of written it over the years. You know, it's taken stuff from way back and then new stuff. And obviously, just recording and getting everything together takes a little bit longer than... There's always something to wait for, you know, you can't do it all yourself, so... But it's all done now, which is good.
People think you just record it, stick it on a CD, but it's loads.
Yeah.
It's got to be produced, you've got to make all the levels right.
Yeah.
You've got to do the front cover, make a physical version.
Exactly, a lot goes into it, but it's done and that feels really good and I'm happy with it, so...
And how many tracks have you got on it?
It's 13.
Oh, that's quite big. It's quite a lot
of tracks, so...
And how did you get around picking those? Did you have lots to put a big pool of songs to go through? Or
I did have a lot of songs, but I think you know which ones are worth putting on and the ones that you can kind of leave maybe not for another time or for another time, so.
Absolutely, for your second album. You've already focusing on a second album?
Well, definitely a second project. We're writing a lot. I write a lot with my guitarist Phil.
Hello Phil. You forgot to mention Phil. He's on acoustics. We're going to be doing a live track in a minute.
Yeah.
So he's already raring to go.
But
you came with other people. Didn't they want to come in? They're sitting in the green room.
Outside, I think they're listening on their phone. So.
I was going to say the green room, just like on TV. Yeah, they're in the green room.
Yeah.
Would be great if we could have a screen up and watch them, couldn't we?
yeah,
they're outside. I hope they haven't locked themselves out this time.
No, I think they're all right.
When people bop their heads up over the window, that just makes me laugh. So I just start doing a link, and suddenly I say, hey, people are looking, waving at me. See, normally I get big crowds out there when I'm for a show. I have to fight through the crowds.
Beating them off with a stick.
Yeah, autograph hunters and memorabilia. I pulled all my hair out last time. Right, so you're going to do a live track for us.
Yeah.
Is this off the album, this one you're going to do?
Yeah, this one is, yeah.
Okay. Tell us about the track you're going to do.
It's a sort of quite like me telling off a boyfriend track. I do quite a few of those.
That's good. How many boyfriends you got?
I've only got one now, but he's a good one, but I used to have some rubbish ones. So, this is Bet You Wish You Didn't.
Okay, take it away.
Mm-hmm.
something like that? Why'd you go and do something like that? Hey. Why'd you have to go and do something like that? Why'd you go and do something like that? Hey. Oh my, oh my. Maybe you got what you wish for, and maybe you do truly adore being alone with yourself, all alone by yourself, baby, that's what you wish for. Maybe you were there right all along. We did tend to go slightly wrong, but we all have our doubts, there's no need to back out. But your day, you said goodbye. You lied to me, lied to me, lied. Say goodbye to me, bye-bye to me, bye-bye. Oh, my, my, my. Why'd you wanna go and do something like that? Why'd you go and do something like that? Hey. Why'd you have to go and do something like that? Why'd you go and do something like that? Hey. But you wish you didn't now. You wish you didn't now, don't you? Now that I'm trying to move on, you tell me you have been wrong and you want me. But I treat me better than you ever would. That you should if you could, but you couldn't. Maybe I'm better off with just me, walking alone with the memories. Not too much pain walking down memory lane, it's just lonely. I've tried, but you try. And I've cried for you, cried for you, cried. You say goodbye, oh my. Why'd you wanna go and do something like that? Why'd you go and do something like that? Hey. Why'd you have to go and do something like that? Why'd you go and do something like that? Hey. But you wish you didn't now. You wish you didn't now, don't you? Telling me you miss me, telling me you wanna see my face. Maybe I should put you in your place. I don't belong to you now. Don't you put your hands on me, looking at me with your big brown eyes. Don't you realize that I got wise and your tricks are through now. You said goodbye. Oh my, why'd you wanna go and do something like that? Why'd you go and do something like that? Hey. You must understand that we can't get it back. You must know that we can't get it back. Hey. Why'd you have to go and do something like that? Why'd you go and do something like that? Hey. But you wish you didn't now. You wish you didn't now. Don't you? Don't you? Yeah. You wish you didn't now. You wish you didn't now. Don't you? Wish you didn't now. Wish you didn't now. Don't you? Now I'm moving on. Hey, you wish you didn't now, don't you?
Hey, fantastic. I just filmed that bit.
Thanks.
Did it put you off when I was going around with the camera?
No, I was just trying to ignore you.
Getting used to it. Just like being filmed by MTV, isn't it? With me, with that fantastic looking camera there, piece of equipment that is. So let's get back. I love that. That's off the album. Fantastic. Yep. And when you go out with a band, don't you? Because you formed a band.
Yeah.
Do they have a name, or is it?
No, it's just me.
Just goes under yourself.
it's just all about me, and then
all about yourselves, and the band with no name behind you.
Yeah, at the back.
What do you have? Do you have? So you got like a drums? Is it?
Yeah, drums, bass, guitar, piano, and backing vocals. So yeah, six of us, I think.
It's quite big, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite a lot of us.
Now, your new album is available on iTunes, isn't it, at the moment?
Yep.
Also, you can get it on your yes. Facebook links. Have got links to you. You've got a website, haven't you?
Yeah, maddiecartymusic.com.
Which will take you to some of the Mixcloud tracks you've done as well. Now, you wrote your single, Get It Right. Got here using, this is what I've stolen from your Facebook.
Yeah.
Stalker like that, I am. You've using samples from the classic Scatterlight.
Yeah, Scatterlights.
It's easy for me to say, isn't it? Track Naked Tea. The single is produced by Benjamin Hickmott, aka Pepper Sleeves.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a good name, isn't it? Pepper Sleeves.
Yeah.
The executive producer is Chris Peckings.
Mm-hmm.
Recently voted the best British reggae producer at the British Reggae Industry Awards.
Yeah.
If you didn't know there was one of those, you do now. You learn something new on this show. Educational. That was back in 2013. Has been championed by legendary British reggae DJ David Rodigan.
Yeah.
On BBC One Extra and Kiss FM as well. Yeah. Wow. As well as Robert Elms on BBC London. That's a lot of airplay.
Yeah.
Tell us about the track itself.
I just wrote it. My producer, Chris Peckins, he gave me a track with no vocals on, and I just wrote the track over that, and we put it together with Ben. Rodigan actually just picked it up when it was a demo and started playing it on Kiss FM, and so we thought, well, we better get it done properly then. And it kind of went on from there, and we've been pretty lucky with radio play, getting quite a few good bits and bobs, haven't we, really?
That's good.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, you're good, so there's absolutely no reason why not.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk about some collaborations, because one of the questions I always ask people, it's little set questions, is if you could collaborate with anyone, who would you collaborate with?
Oh, that's really hard.
I know. I normally give you some warning, but I thought, why should I?
Well, one of my favourite all-time artists is India Ari. She's a neo-soul singer. So I'd love to do something with her, although she'd just make me sound bad because she's so amazing. And also probably someone really old school, like maybe like Van Morrison or something.
I've
always loved him. What he's meant to be.
Good choices.
Yeah.
Good choices.
Yeah.
Do you collaborate much with other artists, you know, unsigned artists when you're out and about?
Not really. We haven't done much. I collaborate with Phil a lot. We do. Like, writing-wise, I collaborate, but, yeah, not so much with performing. But it's something I'd like to do, definitely.
And great, Phil. Great backing on the acoustic there. It was good. It was a good sound, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's very, really dancey. Now, I can see that with the band. Is the song different with the band than it is, you know, acoustic?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a bit more
punchy,
upbeat and party sort of vibe. And we do a lot more funky stuff with the band. But we do play a lot of acoustic stuff as well. I like to have, like, both, because it's nice to sort of strip it back sometimes. And then when you want to party, you get the band in.
Off you go, yeah. Right, we'll do another track.
All right.
What do you want to do?
I think we'll do Pretty Face. This is a song I wrote about one of my best friends. And, yeah, it's called Pretty Face.
Ah, good. It can dedicate it to me as well. That'll be good, won't it?
Of course.
Take it away.
Yes, you're beautiful, and damn, you know it. You get all the guys, you like to show it. But I wish that you could see, you're so much more to me than just a pretty face. You know you're beautiful, you like to flaunt it. But when I look at you, I see you're haunted. Realize your own worth, realize you deserve so much more. You see, you give it up too easily, and you know you'll never be anything more than a link to them. Nothing more than a link to them, cause you give it up too easily. You know you'll never be anything more than one drink to them. One night link to them, my dear. You know you're gorgeous, but you let them use you. A new guy every week just to confuse you. I wish that you could see, there's so much more to be than just a pretty face. But you give it up too easily. You know you'll never be anything more than a link to them. Nothing more than a link to them, cause you give it up too easily. You know you'll never be anything more than one drink to them. A one night link to them, my dear. It's too easy for them to see your heart's on your sleeve. You're wide open to be broken when another one leaves. So you're in love again like you were last week, and it's just another bed to you. Another sleepless night, another pointless fight you'll lose. You know you're fabulous, yet you settle for anything you get. You could do better, you play the cards you drew. Is that enough for you, my girl? You see, you give it up too easily. You know you'll never be anything more than a link to them.
nothing more than a link to them, cause you give it up too easily. You know you'd never be anything more than one drink to them, one night link to them, cause you give it up too easily. And you know you'd never be more, nothing more than a link to them, a drink to them, my dear. Thanks.
I had to reach over. I can't reach the camera. I'll be like, oh, I can't reach the camera. Because we film it all, like we do. And because when we put this online,
okay,
I'll put the sound together with the pictures, and you'll see a couple of the videos as well online.
Oh, nice.
So you can, if you missed any of it, you can listen again from tomorrow afternoon or late evening on finsfm.com. You'll find us on the Sunday Lunch Show. I'll be tweeting it out as well. You're on Twitter, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's Maddie Cardi Music.
Yeah.
All in one.
All in one.
And your website is maddiecardimusic.com.
Yeah.
Such a great memory, isn't it? And you've got Facebook as well. You've got two Facebooks. So you've got the actual, your page and then your music page,
yeah,
separately.
Yes.
But if you go to the website, you can get it all from there, can't you?
Yeah.
Just go on the icon and just follow it through. Now, I read that you recently supported Madness and Norman Jay at the House of Fun Festival. The other festivals include Scoop at Moor London and the International Ska Festival.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Lots of ska stuff coming in. Do you like a bit of the ska music scene?
Yeah, I do like it, and I think I've just got a hint of it in the music, but I don't want to get too niched into it either, so I wouldn't say I'm a ska artist, but we did get a lot of ska gigs for a while last year, but we moved away a bit from that.
I don't know now. I'd have bought me pork pie hat. Because
yeah,
I've got one. I
You're
use
not
it for
dressed
the
right for it, are you?
Know
what
I mean?
Right.
I have to do it up like that, and I have a pork pie hat, mess me hair up, and not good with the headphones on. There you go. So that's good. And recently performed at the top London venues, including Ronnie Scott's Bar, very popular that one as well.
Yeah.
The Troubadour, which is in Earl's Court, yeah, isn't it? The Hootenanny.
Yeah, that's in Brixton.
Glad
South
I said that.
London.
I'm so glad I said that right. In Brixton, South London, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hootenanny. Go down to Hootenanny tonight. Yeah, go on. Go see Maddie at the Hootenanny. And the Half Moon in Putney.
Yeah.
Putney. All right, going to Putney. And also appeared at, is it Rooticle?
Rooticle, yeah. It's a
David Rodigan's club.
Yeah.
In Shoreditch, which is London. You've been busy then?
Yeah, it has been busy a couple of years, actually. And this year we were booked up till June. And then I thought I'd give them a break, the band. So we've had June off of gigs, and I've just done acoustic stuff by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just getting back into it now for July with the band stuff and
so
getting out and about.
So where can people find you next? When's your next gig?
I'm playing a gig at the Leytonstone Festival on Friday.
Okay, cool.
And the next band gig is the 1st of August, which is a festival in Streatham, which we're still kind of waiting about the proper details for that. But okay, it is happening.
Cool.
1st of August in London, so.
And so what's your favourite gig? Do you prefer, do you like up close and personal, clubs, or do you like the festivals?
It depends, really. I mean, if you can get a nice venue like the Troubadour or something and it's packed and everyone's listening, that's great, and it feels really good. But, you know, supporting Madness last year was pretty amazing because a few thousand people watching you and coming up to you afterwards and buying your CD, and that feels pretty good.
Yeah, so yeah, it's great. It is good when people, I mean, it's part of the musical journey. I mean, as a DJ myself, when I'm out gigging, it's nothing worse than you're playing some venues and, you know, people just like not looking, they're drinking.
Yeah,
and
just drunk people. But
you get that as part of the journey. Then it'll make up for it when you have really big venues and everyone's dancing away.
So
and
you've
it's
got to
fantastic.
Take it as it comes.
What you got planned for the rest of the year? What's your goal? Is it to promote the CD or to start work on your new?
Promoting the album would be good to get out and about. Maybe get out of London a bit as well and just do some other cities. But yeah, and then we're just writing, recording for a new EP probably to be out next year. So just getting on with things. It will be busy. As long as I'm doing it, I'm happy.
Tell us about the writing quickly, because one of the questions I ask people, all my guests, is who are singer-songwriters, about how they write their songs.
Mm.
Normally, do you do a melody first, or do you come up with the lyrics and then add the two? I know it's a lot of the girls write about their boyfriends. This is why I never date a girl singer, because you've had it. You break up, and if it's badly, you're going to be in a song.
Yeah.
So does that mean you write on, obviously you write on real life, you pull real life experiences into your music, basically?
Yeah, I think just either stuff that's going on with me or going on with people I know, and so a little bit of social commentary as well there, with like a bit of politics in there on the album. But yeah, for me, I always used to just write on my own with the piano, and I just have a hook in my head and start that way. Whereas now I've been writing with producers, so that's a completely different way of writing. And now writing with Phil quite a lot, where he comes up with, you know, the guitar parts and the some melodies, and we kind of do the lyrics around that. So it's nice to write in lots of different ways, really.
Yeah, fantastic. Should we do another song?
All right, then.
What should we do for your third song?
So this is my current single that's out now, the lead single from the album.
Oh, cool.
And it's Good For Me.
Hey, looking forward to it. Take it away when you're ready.
I said I wouldn't drink tonight, I need to clear my head. But then I walked into a bar and I forgot what I said. You held my hand and you walked me home as I slurred my words. I think you said something important, but I forgot what I heard. I said I couldn't be with you, I need to find my mind. You told me there's no need to rush, 'cause all we got is time. But now you want me for your own, want me for yourself. Maybe it's about time I let go and just take me off the show. 'Cause you're so good for me, it's ridiculous. Good for me, and it's so obvious that we got it bad. You're just so good for me, can be conspicuous. Affinities, but I don't wanna rush. Though we got it bad, but take it slow. Take your time, let it flow, let it unwind. I just hope you don't change your mind. All the drama that he's caused, you take it in your stride. You don't allow yourself to be consumed by some foolish macho pride. And you don't need to worry about he who was there before. If I'm gonna be anyone's, you can trust me, I'll be yours. 'Cause you're so good for me, it's ridiculous. Good for me, and it's so obvious that we got it bad. You're just so good for me, can be conspicuous. Affinities, but I don't wanna rush. Though we got it bad, but take it slowly, take your time. Let it flow, let it unwind. I just hope you don't change your mind. I appreciate the way you handle me, though sometimes you don't know where you stand with me. You can make me smile. And I appreciate everything you've done for me, though I misbehave, you never try to run from me. You just wanna talk a while, and I hope I can make you smile. You're just so good for me, it's ridiculous. Good for me, and it's so obvious that we got it bad. You're just so good for me, can be conspicuous. Affinities, but I don't wanna rush. Though we got it bad, but take it slow, take your time. Let it flow, let it unwind. I just hope you don't change your mind. Though I'm taking my time, I hope you don't change your mind. Said I'm taking my time, and I hope you don't change your mind.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
See the chap in the window? You missed it, didn't you?
Was it Dale?
Yeah, Dale. It reminds me of the bloke of the Halifax advert. Just popping up. Yeah. Oh, the bloke from the Halifax advert. Do you remember the advert where the bloke sings? That's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does he sing?
Dale. Well, I'm sure he does when he's had a few.
Love that song. That was the, your new song. Really punchy, isn't it?
Well, that one, they're good for
I'm
me.
Already.
Thank you.
I'll be singing that all the way home. That's the album. It's going to be like, that's on the album. Come and get it. It's available. Come and get it.
Yeah, come
there
and
you
get
go.
It now.
Pun. online, and you can go on iTunes, obviously, but yeah. You can go straight to any of your links, will take you straight to the
album. Yeah, and it's on
album.
Amazon if you want a physical copy.
Buy it as well, which is great. Album cover, and you've done videos for these, any of these?
I've done a few videos for the last, we had Get It Right video and Perfect Recipe video. We haven't got one for Good For Me yet. So
they're fun to do?
Yeah, they're really fun to do.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, lots.
And you can find them. Are they on YouTube if you want to find them?
Yeah, they're all on YouTube.
Okay, great stuff. Britain's Got Talent, X Factor, all the other reality TV things. Would you go on any of those? Is something you'd look at?
Never, no.
Have you been asked of the people?
Yeah, someone asked me once, but I wasn't really interested.
No, you want to follow your own path.
Yeah, I think they're more about TV than they are about music, so.
They certainly are, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, hope you carve out a great future.
Oh, thank you.
And thanks for joining us on the Sunday Lunch Show.
Thanks
great
for
tracks.
Having us.
And thanks to Phil as well, who hasn't said much, has he?
No, he's very quiet.
I don't get paid at all.
There you go. And all the others. You've got like a gang of people, haven't you?
Yeah, just follow me about, yeah. Entourage, it's nice.
I thought you had your own minder for a moment. She's got her own minder.
Need one, yeah, to be fair.
Well, stick around, we'll do some photos and stuff. Bring out some adverts, and I'll be right back after these.